Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Pastor Steph.
With Pastor Steph. How are you this morning? That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. For this is the day the Lord has made. Us rejoice and be glad in it. So, where were you all week? We started off the week shaking the Monday morning blues. And we started off our relationship week. Yeah, we had a relationship. The Due-Time crew got to talking about their relationship. And we started talking about the things that men say, women do, that they don't like too much. Well, what about no reciprocation? Yeah, they don't like to, you know, do things, and women just sit back and, you know, they don't do things in kind. Yeah, and who likes that anyway? Yeah. What about the women who, See, I want to see if you remember. I want to see if you remember. They list all the things they love and they're looking for in a man in the dating profile, but they do not put up any information. What about the women who treat everybody like little lowly people? People ain't really feeling them, especially the men. All right, so ladies, you know, we always talk about the fact that, you know, we should be found. Men are supposed to be looking for us. And I don't know, we ain't doing such a great job sometimes of being ready to be found. Okay? All righty. Well, on Mondays, you know, we have the switch with Shantice, and this week we're talking about that tip is be proactive. Yes. In other words, try to do things before they need to be done. All right? So it's just like what we're talking about. You know, get yourself together. Make sure that the men have something to find. Don't get upset when you are not prepared and now, you know, all of a sudden you have to worry about, you know, you not having the things that they want in life. Okay, come on. Listen, don't say Pastor Steph did not warn you. I'm just putting it in the context in which we're talking about. Okay? All right. Well, let's talk about a Tuesday church folk day rolled around. And we got to talking about that Michael Todd. That pastor who is out in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And as they say, you know, he's doing the most. I know, Shanti's always talks about me when I try to use this mic. Yeah, you know, they talk about he's just doing too much. And this time, he's pouring syrup and whipped cream all over the Bible, trying to prove a point that, you know, you're not paying attention to the Bible anyway, to the inside. So what do you care if, you know, you're doing it on the outside? You know, he was saying, you know, hey, stop acting like all of this matters to you. You know it don't matter to you. Yeah, and he's throwing Cheerios and Cheetos and all kinds of stuff all over the pulpit, you know, just indicating that we don't take care of our body. So, you know, he's just staying in the news again for some stuff that, you know, he shouldn't be doing. Yeah, we don't have to, you know, go that far to prove a point. You know, my thing is, why do you need to be a clown up in the pulpit? And, you know, this has been getting done. God has been touching lives without you going all buck wow all this time. So, you know, cut it out. Cut it out, cut it out, and cut it out. Okay? All right. Well, we ran up on a Wow Wednesday, and we got to talking about that socially conscious news with our girlfriend Vivian. And the Cry Spa is the latest thing. You know, people will do whatever they need to do to make a dollar. You know, and I ain't necessarily mad at you. You know, good for you that at 31, you have found something that's legal. You ain't swindling people out of nothing, you know. You know, they can come and cry and, you know, lay down their tears. You know, you're not forcing them to do anything. You're not making them think that, you know, this is that or that is this. You know, in a sense, you know, but that's because you yourself don't know Jesus. So, you know, hopefully people will get to, you know, understand that, you know, God is the true answer. And, you know, it's fine to cry. Nothing wrong with crying. Ain't nothing wrong with crying. That's definitely not, you know, what we're getting at. But definitely we want to see you get somewhere at the end of that cry. And, you know, the Cry Spa will offer you some tissue and some pads to go underneath your eye. But Jesus will pad that heart. What about that? What about that? Oh, I like that concept. Well, Therapeutic Thursday was next, and we had a full house yesterday. Oh, yeah, we had everybody in the house, and whoa, did they cut up. And I'm going to send you back to listen so you can hear what they talked about yesterday. We talked about the men and the women. And, you know, that always goes over well with the Due Time crew. So don't only go back and listen to yesterday. Go back and listen to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Well, let me take this opportunity to talk about my 2 cents live on video, not just on Tuesday mornings. We were live last night. Yes, Shanti's brother Ainsley and myself, we reviewed the award show Writers Guild Awards that's coming up in April. And we covered the category adapted screenplay, and that was, you know, books in 2003 that were turned to the screen. Now, that's a task. That's a task. And we reviewed Oppenheimer. We reviewed American Fiction. And we reviewed Knock at the Cabin. So just in case you were contemplating seeing any of those three movies, go back and check out My Two Cents and see whether you should click it, click, click, that remote control, or whether you should kick, kick, kick that movie to the curb and don't waste your time. You know, it is hilarious sharing space with Shantice and Brother Ainsley. They are funny. Now, for those of you that don't know what Brother Ainsley looks like, he had on these white glasses yesterday, and it was hilarious. It was hilarious. He had his popcorn, three bags, three different flavors, and he was asking for recommendations for the next time. So, God spares, next week, Thursday, we'll be back still reviewing the Writers Guild Awards categories. You know, and many people have picked up on the fact that as much as we watch TV, us, you know, the on this side of the fence, as I like to say, and as much as we're on the screen, yeah, us on this side of the fence, that black and brown group of people, we're not represented in the award show. No. And I did some research, and I brought that research to our screen last night, and it was very, very interesting as I went to do the research on how it's their 76th award show and how far have we come in being included. Now, we always suggest go start your own. You don't have to wait for people to include you. Go start your own. And we do have, you know, some of our own shows. So, you know, let's support that. Let's support that, and let's make sure we continue to support that. But in case you want some additional laughs, don't hesitate to pull up either the Facebook Live on Coach for Christian Life, or you can pull up YouTube Live, A Close to Walk Christian Talk Show. And that's what we're on. And if you want to see Brother Ainsley in them white glasses, I stopped laughing when he was up on that screen. Ah, so like I said, with him and Shantice, it is always laughter. So go back and check it out. All right. Well, today is Freestyle Friday. We made it, y'all. Oh, we made it. But we're going to give credit where credit is due to God, who's brought us through this week, no matter what this week looked like, no matter how easy or no matter how hard this week is. Make sure you give God thanks for what he's done, because, if it weren't for him, we would not be here. Okay. Well, we're about to get this morning underway. So go ahead and get that healthy breakfast. Go ahead and tell somebody that It's Due Time with Pastor Steph is on. And whatever you do, don't go anywhere, because we will be right back.
If you think dangerous blood clots can't happen to you, think again. Up to 900,000 men, women, and children are affected by blood clots each year, and about 100,000 die from them. Blood clots don't discriminate. You or a loved one could be at risk right now. The good news is blood clots can be prevented. Knowing the risks and symptoms are key. Major risks for blood clots include a family or personal history of blood clots, a recent hospitalization or surgery, pregnancy and cancer and its treatments. Symptoms of a blood clot in the legs or arms can include pain, swelling, and skin that is warm to the touch, red, or discolored. Symptoms of blood clots in the lungs include difficulty breathing, chest pain that worsens with a deep breath, or a cough, coughing up blood, and a faster than normal or irregular heartbeat. Speak with a doctor about your risk for blood clots and seek medical attention if you have any symptoms. On average, one person in the United States dies of a blood clot every 6 minutes. Don't let that be you or someone you know. Stop the clot. Spread the word. Learn more at stoptheclot.org/spread the word.
Good morning, and good morning again. Welcome back. Welcome back to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. And today is Freestyle Friday. Oh, my goodness. I don't know about y'all, but I'm so glad that it is Friday. Yes, thank God it's Friday. Thank God that we made it through. We're here, y'all. We're here on the other side of the week. And I'm so happy to have had you with me. Oh, we couldn't do it without you. I'm trying to figure out what happened back in the day. Yeah, well, I didn't have his due time each and every morning. Well, what are we talking about on this Friday? Well, I got some sad news. I don't know how many of you remember Sandra Crouch. Yes. Now, I don't know. I kind of not remember, if you will, that she was the twin to Andre Crouch. You know, these are gospel greats. That's what gospel music was, gospel music. It's almost like you're talking about gospel music, like you're talking about, like, the 80s and the 90s music. Like, where was this music back in the day? I don't know. Well, unfortunately, she has passed away. And it's been a journey for her. She passed away and she was 81. So she got to live a nice long life. Yeah, like I said, you know, some of you may not know about her because that might be a little bit before your time, but she, her twin brother Andre, Billy Preston, wow, they were all in a gospel group called the Kojiks back in the day, and they were responsible for making the song "The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power" pretty, you know, popular. And later on, she and her brother started singing in a group by themselves, well, away from Billy Preston, I should say. And that's when they made the song "Sooner, Very Soon," "Bless His Holy Name," and "To God Be the Glory," popular. Yes. And back in 84, she won her own Grammy. And do you know, she actually was a percussionist. and played tambourine on some Jackson 5 songs, I Want You Back and ABC. You know, let me just have a little side conversation. You know, this says a lot for, you know, the younger generation here where, you know, they can't, excuse me, they won't do it if they don't have, like, all of this notoriety. You know, they got to be in the forefront. They got to be known. They got to be seen. And here you have a woman of her stature who could sing, who had her own notoriety, and, you know, she played the percussions, and she was willing to play the tambourine for the Jackson 5. And you wouldn't think that you would hear no tambourine in I Want You Back. Remember that? And ABC, yeah. Well, as you're listening to those songs, think about Sandra Crouch, because she was the one playing the tambourine. Well, back in the 90s, both she and her brother Andre, they took over as pastors at the New Christ Memorial Kojic Church. And after he passed away in 2015, and I didn't even realize it's been that long. Wow. After he passed away, she became the sole senior pastor. And that was shortly after he made Let the Church Say Amen. And then not too long after that, he passed away. So, you know, and I have to tell you, they have some pictures of her, and she didn't look bad for 81. Yeah, she kept herself up. So, you know, prayers to the family, you know, for their loss. I'm sure, you know, they're going to miss her. So, what else are we talking about? Okay, so you know, we'd like to do some trivia or some conversation about, you know, some celebrities. Well, I came across an interesting article about the people from Sanford and Son and if they're still alive and what they're doing now. Everybody remembers Sanford and Son. Fred Sanford. Yeah. Well, we know that good old Fred, Red Fox, he's no longer with us. Now, he was born John Elroy Sanford in St. Louis back in 1922. Wow. And he was on the Chitlin Circuit for quite some while before he was picked up to do the hit series Sanford and Son. And, you know, over the years, they have, you know, made fun of the, you know, the song. Now, I don't know how many of you know Quincy Jones actually is responsible for the soundtrack to, you know, that theme song. Yeah, that's good old Quincy Jones who did that soundtrack. So, you know, if you don't know the Sanford and Son, then you may know the song because they've been talking about the song forever in these days. Well, Red Fox died back in 1991 of a heart attack at the age of 68 while he was rehearsing for the sitcom he was on at the time, The Royal Family. And I don't know how many of you know this, but that Lorenz Tate, oh yeah, the Benjamin Buttons of our time on this side of the fence, he was a part of that cast. So if you ever go back into some of his earlier work, he was on that cast, a part of that cast with Red Fox. When he was a little tyke. Yeah, I said a little tyke. I said it. All right, LaWanda Page, the one who played Aunt Esther, she was born in Cleveland back in 1920, was raised in St. Louis, and was childhood friends with Red Fox. And she started off, like, they called it, what did they call it? Like, when they, years ago they used to dance and they used to play with the fire on the stick, and, you know, they used to do, like, what they called the fire dance, and then she, like, eat fire, you know, put the fire stick in her mouth and things like that. Yeah, she did that for quite some time before she became a part of the Sanford and Son cast, and, you know, she was the one who would go to church and say, "Watch it, sucker." Remember that? Yeah, that's her. That's Aunt Esther, LaWanda Page. And she passed away back in 2002 when she was 81 from complications from diabetes. Yeah. Remember Rollo? Fred hated Rollo. Oh, he couldn't stand Rollo. Rollo was the one that had been to jail, was the friend of Lamont, the big dummy, the son. Yeah. Well, Nathaniel Taylor was born in March of 1938. I have to tell you, you know, when you watch these guys on, you know, these people on this show, you would never know they were born, like, that long ago. It was back in the 70s. But I don't know, you just didn't think of them as being so old. Yeah, when I looked at 30, I was like, 38? Oh, my goodness. Well, he was an electrician before he ended up being casted as Rollo, Lamont's best friend. And he was on 32 episodes. Yeah. And he used to do some What's Happening work and 227. He was on a couple of those blaxploitation films. So he didn't do a whole lot of acting. And he passed away of a heart attack in 2019 when he was 80 years old. Gregory Sierra. Now, he was the one who played Julio. Yeah, the next door neighbor that Fred couldn't stand. Yeah, the goat lover. Yes, he couldn't stand him. He was born in 1937. I was like, these people just didn't look that old. Yeah, he was born here and was raised in Spanish Harlem. So he's a native New Yorker. And he did quite a bit of work. And he actually did quite a bit of work after Sanford and Son. You may not have recognized him, but he did some work. You know who he played? What's the movie with Jada Pinkett and one of the Wayans brothers, the oldest Wayans brother, older Wayans brother? Yeah, he played in that movie. And he played the cop who was the pain in the neck. Yeah, you didn't recognize him probably, but that was him. I remember seeing him. And he was in, you know, quite a few other, you know, shows and movies and things like that. Okay, I'm getting a hit here. Somebody in the background is helping me out. You know how y'all got to do me at times. Shame, yes, thank you, a low-down, dirty shame. He was the pain-in-the-neck cop in Low-Down, Dirty Shame. Well, he hung around to 2021, where he passed away from cancer at the age of 83. So he stuck around with us for a little while. Who else on here that you would recognize? Because they've got, you know, some people here, and I don't know if you would recognize these people if I were to call them by name or even recognize them if I were to describe them. I remember them if I see their face. Now, Raymond Allen, he played Woody, who was Aunt Esther's husband. He also played Ned the Wino on Good Times. He played on What's Happening. He played on The Jeffersons. Well, they say he was the youngest of 12 kids back in 1929. Wow. Well, he passed away in 2020. He had COVID. Wow. He was 91 years old. Can you, you know, I used to always feel bad when I heard these people who had lived so long and passed away. You live to be 91 and then you get COVID and pass away from respiratory illness. Well, that's, you know. Now, he had a daughter who was also an actor. You may not recognize her if I call her name, but yeah. He had a famous daughter as well. What about Pat Morita? Now, everybody knows Pat Morita. I'm going to tell you why you know Pat Morita. Okay, so he was born in 1932. And they say that at 2 years old, he had spinal tuberculosis. Wow. Well, he made it, man. He made it. At two, he has such a disease. But, okay, so you know him. He played, remember the Korean, the Asian one who was in, he owned a Chinese restaurant on Sanford and Son. And he played in, what do you call it? Sunday, Monday, Happy Days. He played in Happy Days. They used to go to his restaurant in Happy Days, if you remember Happy Days time. Yes, I'm talking about people who are my age. And he played in The Karate Kid. Yes, Maya G. That's the name. And so those of you who know The Karate Kid, he played in that. So, yeah, you know him. You know him if you were to see him. Well, he died in 2005 at the age of 73. Now, that's a long life for a person at 2 years old who had some spinal tuberculosis. I don't know if you remember her. Marlene Clark. She played Lamont's love interest, the final one, you know, because Lamont dated a whole lot of girls, him and Rollo. They always dated people. And she was actually married to Billy Dee Williams. I didn't even know that. Wow. I know I'm dating myself and probably people who looked at this would know what I'm talking about. Well, she was actually a very nice-looking lady, and she died in 2023 at the age of 85. So, you know, if you actually look at Sanford and Son, you actually have some background and some history on those people. Yeah, that's a little trivia. And I try to also bring trivia for, like, the old school because, you know, they always say, where are they now and things like that. Well, before we move into our news too much, you know, we were doing the Jussie Smollett follow of his shenanigans with the so-called attack. You know, remember they said it was a hoax. He was found guilty. Well, he had to end up going into rehab. Now, this is, like, interesting because what did he have to go to rehab for? You know, they found him guilty of telling this lie that these two guys attacked him when he was going down the, you know, street or the alleyway in Chicago. And, you know, he ended up being charged with some stuff, and he had to pay a whole bunch of money back. You remember that? They said because he had to pay the city of Chicago back the money they spent to, you know, to investigate. So they weren't appreciative of what they said he was lying about. Well, they say he is out of rehab now, and they say he's back on his feet doing work, and he was actually doing some work during the rehab stint with Vivica Fox, who is very close to him, and she calls him family. And, you know, I don't know if you know, but Vivica Fox has been doing a lot of behind-the-scenes work. She's been directing and producing and things like that. So she decided she was going to put him on, as Shanti says. And she's publicly supporting him. And she says, you know, it was a tough moment for him, but she was going to look out for him because he is family. And listen, he had to do the time in jail, do those few months in jail, and it was this big hoopla about him going to jail like nobody else had ever gone to jail. You know, and he has to pay back still $145,000 in restitution and fines. So not only does he have to pay back this money, but he has to serve 30 months of probation. So they're looking for their money. They don't care whether you got it or not. They're looking for it. So I guess the work with Vivica will help him. He actually is directing. So he's going behind the camera. He's going behind the camera this go-around to make his money. So, you know, I always like to read, you know, what the people are saying. They were like, what is he going to rehab for? Recovering from lies? Ha, ha. They're like, well, listen, you know, a whole lot of people on the other side of the fence, popular in Hollywood, have done the same thing, and they came back out and got back on their feet. So, you know, they quote Robert Downey Jr., which is true. Remember, oh my goodness, he was a mess at one time. And if you joined us last night, we talked about him doing, he did a fantastic job on Oppenheimer. And I don't know if you remember how much he used to stay in the news with his drug use and all of the stuff he was going through. And remember Woody Allen. Remember, he was the one accused of sleeping with the adopted daughter. I don't know if y'all remember that, but I remember that. So, yeah, you know, listen, all these other people in Hollywood have done their mess, and they have gotten back on their feet. Other people have, you know, helped them out. So, listen, what's done is done. Let God deal with him. If y'all didn't put him in jail, if y'all didn't, you know, made him pay a fine, then pay the fine. Pay the fine and move on, because he's talented. Wasn't like, you know, somebody who was like, yeah, they could leave him in obscurity and we wouldn't miss him. You know, we haven't really missed him anyway. But, you know, hey, give him a chance. Give him a chance. Give him a chance. Maybe his sister will give him a chance. Maybe his sister will give him a chance. You know his sister. What's her name? Another Smollett sister. And she has grown up on screen, and she has really, she's a beauty now, and she's talented. Journey, I think that's her name, Journey Smollett. But everybody knows them because they look exactly alike. So that's our Hollywood talk for today. You know, I always like to do a little bit of that on Friday. So what are we talking about now in the real news? Well, well, oh well. So, you know, I don't know if y'all watch the show Snapped. Well, that's about the women who, you know, have gone through some things in relationships or whatever have you, and then they just snap and kill the man or the woman or whoever. So they have a male version of Snapped in the news. So this guy had Richard Soka. He was in a relationship with this woman. And I'm trying to see which one was the, which woman he was dating. But he was dating this woman. And he had the woman and the girlfriend over to the house. And he said he went to the bathroom. He had stepped out the room. And when he came back, he found them kissing. And he snapped and killed the two of them. Yeah. And they were no babies, by the way. They were 58 and 53 years old, these two women. Yeah. So he said he came out, saw them kissing, and actually lost it. And ended up, now he faces two life sentences. It took, they say, 1 hour, exactly 1 hour, after the jury began deliberating, after this four-day trial, to find him guilty. Mm-hmm. So he won't be spending any more time. He ain't got to worry about walking in on anybody else kissing. Unless, you know, it's, as Al would say, Big Bubba in them. But, yeah. So listen, y'all. You know, he said he became jealous and felt humiliated. And, you know, lost it. So listen, just be who you are and be honest and say who you are so that you don't end up being on that side of the killing spree. I don't know. Have you heard of these group of boys they are calling the Little Rascals? So you've got these kids, 11, 12, and 16 years old, who the FBI are now calling the Little Rascals. They actually robbed a bank. Yeah. They're holding the amount of money that they ended up taking from the bank. You know, they're holding that as a secret. They're not telling us how much these kids got. I don't know what the big deal is. They didn't took the money already. The deed is done. So go ahead and tell how much they got. Well, they said they actually thought that these kids were like 14 to 18 years old. Well, nope. 11, 12, and 16 years old. Now, they have been charged with robbery of a bank, but robbery by threat. Yeah. So that was the interesting part. They were taken into custody, but guess how? Because mama wasn't having it. Yep. Two of the kids' mother turned them in. Yep. They weren't having it. So I don't have to tell you that they were on this side of the fence because, you know, had it been on the other side of the fence, they would have got lawyers and all that kind of stuff. Then they would have turned their kids in. But nope. They say after they showed surveillance of the kids, the mothers turned them in. Well, good for you, ladies. Yep, they say two of the suspects were taken into custody after their parents recognize them, and contact the law enforcement and took them on in there. Good, good, good. Very good. You know, they ain't got to show up. Listen, I feel like this. Don't come here to this door. No, because, you know, listen, I didn't do anything wrong. And if I did the best I could with my kids and you out here committing some crime and I know they looking for you, y'all can have them. You can have them. Here you go. Oh, well. See you later. So, I'm actually, I'm happy. I'm happy that mom and dad, or moms, did that thing. And they're not letting them people show up to their door like they did something wrong. Okay. Speaking of mothers and their sons, you know, Pastor Steph always talk about these mama and their sons. You got this guy, 29 years old, Kevin James. Oh, boy. So, from Brooklyn, y'all tell me how this story sounds to you, because, you know, this is questionable to me. So, Kevin James has a son who's 3 years old, and Kevin was in the house along with the stepfather and the three-year-old son. With the three-year-old neighbor, he was babysitting. So I'm sorry, I got that little twisted. So the stepdad was babysitting the son. And somehow or another, the man claims he went to the bathroom, and when he came out, he heard the little boy and Kevin's voice and thought they were in the living room. And when he realized that they were not in the living room, he realized they weren't in the bedroom, and he wasn't playing with the little boy in the house. He and the younger brother of this James, they went looking for the kid. They ended up going into an apartment, they say, that was opposite of where they were staying, that was unlocked, abandoned and unlocked. And the younger brother ran in that apartment. They said they saw some water coming from underneath the door. He ran into the apartment and found the little boy drowned. Yeah, stop talking. That's the way they gave the story. Now, they live next door to an apartment that no one lived in, that was unlocked. You were babysitting, and you left the room and found the little boy you were babysitting in another apartment drowned. How long were you in this bathroom? Now, the reason why I say the mother, because mama is telling the story, but mama wasn't there. So my question is, well, where is your boyfriend or husband or whoever who had the little boy in it, who he was babysitting? So here's the deal. So the mother is ashamed now because her son Kevin, who she says it's the devil who came into my son and did that. So she blaming the devil. She says, that's not him. I feel horrible. The entire family, the whole family is taking it hard. We haven't eaten at all. She said when she got the call that her son had actually done this, she, you know, left her job and paid somebody to take her shift. And she jumped in an Uber, and that's when she got the call that it was too late, that little Denim, that's the little boy's name, was pronounced dead after he was rushed to Kings County. She said, I started screaming so loud. The Uber driver, you know, was, he swerved. And when I got home, the cops were all over. Listen, y'all knew Kevin ain't have no business being around nobody's kid because she said that he ain't never been the same. Since a few years ago, he started smoking the synthetic drug K2. His life has been in a downward spiral. She said he started smoking about a couple of years ago. He worked at some Bowery Mission, and she asked him one day what happened. He claimed he got fired, and she said his mental state has not been right. So if y'all know, it's the same question we asked yesterday, if y'all know that the mental state has not been right, why is Kevin being left alone with little Denim? Why? So, little Denim no longer has a life because y'all were negligent. So, needless to say, when I read the comments of the readers of the story, they're like, hang them all. Lock them all up. You should have never left the child unattended with him. You know he had been smoking K2. But you allowed him near this child, and everyone in that apartment should be held accountable. Somebody has says all of them should go to jail. It's a shame that the little boy had to die this way. Y'all have got to be a whole lot more careful. Yeah, as they say, be more careful. I don't know who, you know, he was a neighbor's kid. And I don't know, I guess the neighbor didn't know that Kevin was in the house and he was smoking K2 and his life had been in a downward spiral. He ain't been the same. But boy, was that a bad decision to leave him in that house with whomever would turn their back and leave this man in the same room. He's only 29 years old. Kevin James, only 29 years old, and he's going away. He's like, he can kiss that life goodbye. I don't know what K2 he going to be smoking or whatever downward spiral his life has been in, but it's over. It's over for him. And, you know, mama talking about, you know, she ain't been the same. The family ain't the same. Listen, I know you're not sleeping at night because somebody should have known that. Listen, here's the deal. Somebody's knock on the door. Hey, you know what? Listen, I know you need somebody, but guess what? This, right now, this ain't the best environment. I'm so sorry I can't help you today. Find somebody else. Because my question is, how long were you in this bathroom that you could actually come out, claim you thought? Now, listen to what he said. He thought that Kevin and the little boy were in another room playing because they heard the voices. He heard the voices of the two of them, but didn't realize that they weren't in the home, the apartment that he was in any longer, that they were actually in another apartment. Somebody lying. Somebody's lying. You no. Listen, I'm sorry. I done lived in an apartment for quite a few years. I was raised in an apartment. And I lived in an apartment for almost 30 years of my life. I don't ever remember, and I've changed apartments, I don't ever remember hearing other people in another apartment so loud that they sound like they in the same apartment that I'm in. And away long enough that you ran a tub of water deep enough to drown a three-year-old in. What were you doing? No, that's why everybody need to go to jail. That's why he ain't talking and the mama's talking. Because nobody want to hear what he has to say. Nobody wants to hear what mama has to say. But nobody really has to, wants to hear what he has to say, because that was straight negligence. Straight negligence. There's nowhere in the world you're going to be able to tell that mama or that father, whoever left that little boy in your care, oh, I'm so sorry. I went to the bathroom, and when I woke up and realized nobody was in the apartment, little Denim was dead. No. No, no, no. Where's my due time crew? Because I've talked enough. They didn't make me mad. Let's say good morning to our brother Ainsley. Good morning, brother Ainsley.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Pastor Steph. Good morning. I'm up. I'm here. What up?
Oh, I know you've been listening. If you've been listening to me, you up. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
You know, what we talk
that
about.
Story. Oh, my gosh, man.
Before we talk about that story real quick, let's talk about the story about the man who snapped after he came out the bathroom. He says he came out the shower. He left the two of his girlfriend and her friend alone in the apartment. And he came out. They had been dating for about 14 months. Is that what it says? Yeah. They had been dating, and they kind of aged up in there, Brother Ainsley. He's 49, and, you know, she's in her 50s. They were dating. They all was up at the apartment. He went and took a shower, and when he came out, they were on the couch kissing. He couldn't handle it. Killed the both of them. And now he's facing two life sentences. Now,
that don't even sound right, man. That don't even sound right. No, that don't even sound right. All right, first of all, it's his place. So his girlfriend, they've been dating for, let me guess this, they've been dating for about over a year, 14 months, right? So they all out, and they come to the apartment, to his place. Mm-hmm. So she comes in with his girlfriend, and he feels the need to go take a shower and come out and to find them kissing. And he goes berserk and kills them both. Is that what we're saying?
That's the story. That's the story. He's sticking to it. He said he stabbed them both with a large kitchen knife multiple times after they were all there having a good night.
No, what happened was, they said, no, he can't join in, and he got mad. That's what happened. That's what happened. And that's what really happened. You know, it ain't because, you know, he did 14 months. He had to know that she went both ways and stuff like that. He thinking, oh, okay, well, I could probably have you and her too. And you know, you're going to take a shower. You're going to go get cleaned up. You know, come on now. How are you going to go take a shower? You got guests in the house. Who do that?
Oh, my goodness.
You go take a shower. No. You know, you're going to go get cleaned up. You're going to join in some fun. And they probably had a good time by themselves. And they were like, I'm sorry, we don't need that. We good. That's why his ego got bruised. And, you know, he was in the heat of the moment. And he was like, oh, no. So he got mad and did that. And so, yeah. So, no. Yeah, I mean, the cover-up, people, you know, sometimes the cover-up gets you more than the crime, you know? So
right, right.
This ain't did it, man. I mean, sometimes you want to be like, come on, can you just tell the truth, man? You know, that's a terrible lie. No.
Well,
no,
listen, Brother Ainsley,
no. So
listen.
Then he ain't.
He said he became jealous and felt humiliated. He admitted. So he just didn't tell the real story.
There
but
you
he
go.
Did say he became jealous and felt humiliated. You're right. You're right. I agree with you, actually.
Yeah, so you can't tell
him. Yeah, I agree.
See,
I agree.
He didn't snap. No, he, I mean, oh, he had a change of, he got mad, but snap, like he was, nah, I don't, that don't quite, to me, kind of qualify as snap like that. You know, yeah, you lost it, but no. You just get enjoying in the fun. You know, like, oh, yeah, well, I was threesome here. Nope. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I actually, it didn't sound any sensible to me either that the three of y'all would be having a good night, as he claims. This is in quotes, having a good, everybody was there. They were all having a good night. And then you just going to get up out of nowhere and go take a shower? No, you let them out of your house first, then you go take a shower. Why are you, or they,
yeah.
He thought that going and taking a shower, like you said, cleaning up, he thought that once he was cleaned up that they, you know, he could make that, you know, a suggestion, and they said no. So I agree with you. That doesn't make no sense to me.
Yeah. Even if they even told him, yo, go take a shower first. It still won't justify that. You know what I'm saying? Even later on.
Oh, my goodness.
Even if they say, yo, listen, go take a shower, and he in there scrubbing away.
Anticipating
yeah,
a good time.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I agree. There's something fishy about this story, and I ain't buying it, but that's the story. He's sticking to it. He going down. Now, talk about another fishy story, Brother Ainsley, about this 29-year-old Kevin James and the stepdad and Lil Denim, who's no longer with us. What do you think really happened in this? Because I'm not buying this story about, what's this bathroom excuse? Everybody going to the bathroom. What is going on here?
Yeah, I mean that it don't sound right. It don't sound right at all. I mean, sometimes you got to go to the bathroom. You won't be in there a little bit longer than you really anticipated or longer than you want to. You know, but, and to me, now it's been a while since, our children was young like that. I know when I had mine, you know, if I used the bathroom, I was in and out as soon as possible, so I got to get back to these, watch these kids and stuff like that. And so, but, you know, if you got, first of all, I'm going to presume that the neighbors didn't know this Kevin James. He was on that pipe of smoking stuff, or he was there. Cause I can't see allowing my kid, even with the hint of somebody having some kind of mental problem or some stuff like that. So I got to presume that the parent, whoever left him there, they didn't know that information and stuff like that. And but still, the stepfather and the mother, they know this Kevin James was there, I'd be like, you know, you got to even be extra careful. And I'm saying, you know, and how you in the bathroom, but that's a straight-up lie. You're right. How you here, they're in another apartment, and you think they're in the same apartment with you? You know, that's like one of those things, and here we go again, you lying. Like, come on, you want to try that again? You want some more time to think of another, try to get a better lie together? No.
Mm-hmm.
That's. I'm like no. I mean, it's like whoever the stepfather. You're right. He needs to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin James, he going to jail. He going in. He ain't coming out because you know there's as we know like before you know crimes against you know children and stuff. When you go inside,
mm-hmm.
they deal with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, and the father, stepfather, he's partly responsible for that too. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
then, you know, you're right. You're in the bathroom for a long time. So you come out and you don't even just check on the kid. Just to see,
yeah.
make sure everything is all right, everything is good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And no. That's too long without the kid, a 3-year-old out of your sight. Come on now. And you know this crazy, your crazy stepson is in the house too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
agree.
If I was a neighbor, you know, if the step, I hate to say it like this, the stepfather, you know, if he ain't arrested, he needs to volunteer himself to go to jail because I will be coming after him, man. Because of you, my child is not here. Oh, we gotta have a talk, serious talk. I'm coming after him.
Well, I'm sure they're not gonna sit down on that opportunity. Whew, I don't know. All right, brother.
Yeah,
he
gotta move.
So
he can't stay there.
Me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No. You ain't gonna sleep at night. You're not sleeping at night. He's probably in hiding right now, which is why
yep.
Mama doing the talking and he's not. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Let's talk to your buddy, my buddy, Pastor KL. Let's say good morning. Good morning, Pastor KL.
Good morning, Pastor Steph. How are you doing today?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
I'm hippity-hoppity. I'm good.
All righty. Glad to hear you good. All right, Pastor KL, we have these group of boys who actually robbed a bank, or at least they're suspected of robbing. You know how they always say it, allegedly. Listen, they robbed the bank. They robbed the bank. The FBI thought that there was some 14 to 18-year-olds who robbed the bank, but nope. Wells Fargo was knocked off by 11, 12, and 16-year-old boys who robbed the bank by threat. And the FBI are calling them the Little Rascals. Well, they had some surveillance video. They put it out on the TV. Some mamas saw these surveillance photos. They recognized their kids and took them in. So if those were your boys, what would you be doing? You looking at TV, eating your popcorn, looking at My Two Cents reviews, you know, the Writers Guild Awards, and you all in here, and then this news break comes in, and your son is up on the screen. What you gonna do?
Well, first of all, I'd like to know how much did they get, because, you know, rent is due and you didn't come ask, you know, do I need a few dollars or nothing? You know what I mean? Pay a light bill? Something. You know, you didn't even bring me a hero sandwich, you know, Hamo y Gesso, you know what I'm saying, with a Coke. So, yeah, I'm kind of feeling a little offended. That great minds, I've created a person with great minds, you know, and you got this off, and now we ain't helping out. But nah, I wouldn't even go to jail because they're coming for me. You gotta take one for the team, baby. You did it. We didn't do it together. You got to go. You want to be a man? You gonna be treated like a man.
Well, the FBI, they say, have not disclosed how much money was taken in the robberies. I don't know what the big secret is. I guess they don't want to embarrass the people. But they did not disclose how much they got away with. But can you imagine three kids, 11, let me get these ages right, 11, 12, and 16, rob a bank by threat.
They're absolutely brilliant. They're brilliant. Brilliant children.
Wow,
you know,
wow,
must
have
went to Black School of Science or something.
Well, listen, the 11-year-old ain't even old enough to get to the Bronx High School of Science. So they must be brilliant.
School for the gifted. School for the gifted.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right. You heard the story of Kevin James, 29, and Lil Denim, 3, and the stepdad's negligence. What you think? You think the dad went, the stepdad went to the bathroom, came back, and kid wasn't there, stepson wasn't there, and he thought they were in the same apartment?
I mean, listen, I know it's been a while since I've had children, but I got grandchildren. And every now and then, if I just got to go to the bathroom to sit on the throne of grace, I leave the door open. So I got to be able to hear what's going on in the house. How is it that you was in there that long, and you didn't watch color? You didn't hear nothing, or you didn't think to, you know, pinch it off and come out for a minute to see what's going on outside? I mean, that was totally negligent. And you knew your son was crazy. Let's just put it that way. You knew he wasn't playing with a full deck, and you left him with somebody else's child. It's not even your child. So he needs to go under the jail as well.
All right. Well, we stand with you. We definitely stand with you. Ah, well, thank you for joining us. Our brother Al has joined us as well. And we have our topic of conversation. I stumbled across an article, and they say there are reasons why men leave a relationship and come back. And I would love to know what you all say about these things. So, where's Brother Al? Let's say good morning to Brother Al. Good morning, Brother Al.
Chop, chop of the morning. Chop, chitty, chop of the morning. Oh, yeah.
All right, Brother Al. You know, they've given some reasons why men leave the relationship and come back. And the first excuse, they say he feels bad about his behavior. They say sometimes a man leaves a relationship, but he regrets his decision. He feels bad about the way he, you know, acted. So he decides to come back. What say you?
You know, these questions are rough. Once I go, I'm gone. But I can see that, though. You know, you got mad. You got let your pride, your temper get in the way. And then you leave off, and then you sit back and realize, like, wow, you know, she's a good person, and that was my fault, you know. So I can see that. I can see that.
Okay. I wish I had this yesterday. I didn't have this list yesterday, but I would have really liked to hear the women, because I'm going to ask them on Wednesday, God spares, would you be allowed to come back? So I'm going to be interested. So, okay, Brother Al, I received that. I received that one. Brother Ainsley, they say a man leaves and comes back. One of the reasons is because he feels bad about his behavior. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree. Been and done that.
Okay.
Been there, done that, but wasn't really allowed to go back, you know, so.
Go ahead, girl.
Understandably so. Understandably
all
so.
Right.
So, yeah, that's true.
All righty. Pastor KL, what say you?
I say to my brother Ainsley, don't worry about it. She was just a hater. He's a hater.
You know
what? So,
thank you, bro. I thank you. I feel much better about that right now.
Oh, my goodness gracious. It was all her, huh, Pastor KL?
It was all her. But
yeah.
Listen,
now that you think about it.
Now that you think about it, you know what?
But I don't think that to be true, actually. You know, I think what happens is that, and this is just my opinion, is from my former life. What happens is that you find a prettier tree with a shinier apple, and then, you know, you leave, and then you realize that that apple that you thought was shinier don't taste as good as what you had. So now you want to come back, you know, not because you felt that you did something wrong. You were just going after another garden, and the grass is not always greener on the other side.
Okay. Well, you kind of stumbled into number two, because number two, they say he didn't find what he wanted.
That's another reason.
Okay, they say he didn't find what he wanted. That's why he came back. So, Pastor KL, that gives some, stamp on what you just got finished saying. Okay, so I guess they agree with what you said. Brother Al, he didn't find what he wanted. So I'm not coming back to you, Pastor KL. You didn't eat that apple, that green apple already.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, Brother Al. He didn't find what he wanted.
Yeah. That's not cool, but yeah. He went over there and thought the apple was red, then found out it was green. It was green and sour. So now he want to come back to that red, juicy apple now.
Brother Ainsley, I should think about it.
Yeah, brother. I can't agree with my brothers. Yeah. He out there for a while, he realized. Or he can't find the apple he really wanted. So he's like, well, let me go with the apple that I already know. It's all right, so let me go back. Mm-hmm. So I agree.
Okay. I'm interested in this one. They say he wants to make it up to you. I don't know about that. Brother Al, is that the reason why men go back, because he wants to make it up to us?
Absolutely not. He's coming back because he didn't mess up. He didn't mess up over there. And that apple happened to be rotten. He wanted to come back to the fresh apple. He ain't got to make up jack. He wanted to come back and messed up.
Okay. Brother Ainsley, Brother Al says, absolutely not. What say you to the fact that he wants to make it up to her?
Of course not. 100%. No. I ain't doing that.
Okay.
He'll be all right.
Wow. Okay. And see, this is the way I think. I feel the same way. Ain't nobody come back to make nothing up to you. You come back because you ain't got nothing else to go to. Pastor KL, it says, if a man loves you, he probably doesn't want to see you upset or crying. So he wants to come back and make it up to you. What say you?
No, I say, I mean, listen, we don't want to see you cry. But, you know, again, we mow the lawn. So we don't mind going somewhere else to cut some yards. Now, the problem is, if I come back to you, it's one or two things. It's wintertime, and I got no place to go, so I need some place to stay. Or I ran out of money. And I know you got a good job. Those are two things.
Okay. Well, they say one of the reasons why a man will come back is because he still loves you. Brother Al, what you say? Is that true?
I would say, yeah, that's true. You know, again, he didn't let his pride get in the way. You know, I don't care. Whatever, I'm gone. Then he get over there and get to missing her. And, you know, I really do love her. Let me get my behind back over there before I mess things up. Before she goes somewhere else. Let me get back.
It if she's smart, she'd leave you on the other side of that door. Brother Ainsley. messed up.
That's true. That's true. That's true. I will wholeheartedly agree. Yeah.
Okay.
I will wholeheartedly agree.
Okay. Y'all feel short talking today.
I say, been there, done that.
Yeah. I've been there. Okay. That's probably why you ain't got a whole lot to say today. That's probably why you ain't got a whole lot to say today, because you didn't done these things.
Look,
any other time you're over there
talking
smack.
You're talking angry life now. You talking angry life, that's why.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, Pastor KL, you still love her.
Ainsley Harris, this is your life.
You know.
No, I disagree. I mean, from my former life, you know, when you a G and you a thug, you know, you'll take the hurt before you admit that you hurt. I'm just saying, you'll take the hurt before you admit that you hurt and go crawling back. It's just not going to happen. Not for me. Player, player. No,
you know what? I really wish I had some of these women from your former life. Because you're doing a whole lot of talking without no backup. You could tell us anything. You know, you talk about, well, you ain't said it. Ain't nobody said, just said it. It's if it's true. Now, don't be mad because Ainsley is telling the truth and he's saying, yeah,
it's okay.
It was
it's
me.
Okay. It's okay.
It's me. Yeah, you know you didn't messed up. All right. He knows he didn't mess up.
Ainsley and Al done got all emotional today. I don't know what's going on with these thug-like people.
Because they ain't pretending like you. That's why I say you ain't got nobody to tell a story other than you. So you could tell us any old thing. Well, please. Excuse me. Remember, I know you. I babysat you. So I know you from when you was a little thing, a little boy. So I know the real you.
You know.
I know the real you.
Hey, so you know I ran the daycare. I ran the daycare. I ran the yard.
If I was there, you surely would be running those daycare. That's for sure. That's for sure. All right, Brother Al, you know what? You've kind of said it. You know you done made a mistake, so we ain't going to talk about that one. All right, so here's one. All right, Brother Al. They say he goes back because he's trying to feel better about himself. Now, they say, you know, he got to get his self-esteem back up. What do you think about that one?
I think that's a bunch of monarchy.
That's the Al I know. That's the Al I know.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Like Ralph Kirby, no sir, such a sir, no sir.
Okay. Brother Ainsley, they say, you know, he's trying to get his self-esteem back up. He's trying to feel better about himself, so he needs to go back there to get pumped back up.
Nah, I'm sorry. I ain't got to go back to for that. I found another way to get my steam up. I ain't got to go back to, I ain't got to do that.
Okay. All right, Pastor.
If Ainsley would have said he'd been there, you would have had to turn his mic off.
No, I would have left it on because, you know what, he would have been honest. He would have been honest.
And Pastor Stephen, you have to change the way you answer the question. I mean, the way you answer the question, you got to say, Brother Ainsley, do you come back to be with his life? Brother Ainsley, do you come back to get yourself a
This is in his former life. This is former life.
Yeah, all this former life. All this is former life.
That's right. This ain't happening now. I can't put it in present tense. All right, Pastor Kale, go ahead and lie. You didn't go back to get yourself a steam together. Go ahead. We already know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
you know what? Now we got haters on the show. I just don't understand why would we hate? No, I've always been confident. You know what I mean? So I didn't need to come back for self-esteem. I didn't need that. You know, when one go, there's another one. Come on, Al, you was a basketball star. You know how this game goes.
No, bring me your nonsense.
All right, Pastor KL. So we got someone who sent in former partners. Please go to kl.com.
Okay. My Cash App is. You have to pay for the information.
Oh my goodness gracious. All right, let's see what else they're saying. All right, here's an interesting one. And maybe, you know, it's kinda like what Brother Al said. They say he goes back because he's a different person. Okay. Brother Al.
I'm gonna half and half with that, you know. Yeah, you know, he messed up because he was immature. Now he's mature enough, and he go back. I can agree with that. You know, he's a different person now. But look at Ainsley. It was his former life. He's not his former life no more. Not his former life anymore. He can go on back now.
Okay. All right, Brother Ainsley. You're a different person now, so now you can go back.
But you know, I'm like, that's kind of half and half. But that's like the first question. That's like saying, you know, you realize you messed up, so you realizing your mistake, and you know, you want to do better. That's kind of like the same thing. But I think really, if you really a different person, you know, do you really want to go back to what you had? And now if you're a different person, maybe you need to search out something better. You ain't the same person like you was. You know what I'm saying? So you need somebody on your new IQ level. So
really?
I would kind of be like, not really. Yeah.
Really? Really?
Are you a different person now?
So what the premise is, you've caught up with what you had. Not like you gonna go back to something that was back then that's less. No, the premise is you weren't where you needed to be the first go round when you left. Now that you're a different person and you didn't thought about this thing, you didn't got yourself together. Now you're gonna try to go back to what was what you should have been back then. Don't even play yourself. Don't even play yourself.
Wow.
Now you should move on. Police.
I have a question
now. Come on, Al.
I have a question, fellas. Have y'all ever seen Mortal Kombat? It's like Pastor Steph is like, finish him. Finish him.
I don't like that. Oh, now I should move on to get something better. You weren't ready the first go round. Don't even play yourself.
But I'm a better person now.
You're a better person, but it doesn't mean that you've excelled past where you were. That's like, okay, so now she's trash because I'm better. Let me say this to y'all. This is why women don't like to invest in you, because when we invest in y'all, then you get your head up on your shoulders correctly, and now you want to move on. Like, now you too good. When you weren't much, when we got you, we invested in you, and now you done got all that, and now you want to move on? Oh, no. No. What?
You just mad because we don't take you to your house.
What?
Listen, you mad. You just mad. Because we don't.
I ain't mad.
You mad because we don't eat mayonnaise sandwiches no more. We need some meat in it now. We don't just eat some mayonnaise sandwiches.
No, excuse me. When you came to me, you were eating mayonnaise sandwiches. I hooked you up and gave you some nice boar's head turkey and cheese. Now you want to eat turkey and cheese with, you know, some extra Grey Poupon on it, and now you do good.
With lettuce and tomato. We want lettuce and tomato now.
All right, wait. Okay,
thank you for your help.
All right.
Thank you for your services.
I said, thank you for your help. Oh, my goodness. All right. We got some comments coming in. Okay. They didn't know how to properly bathe before they met the woman. Didn't make up their bed.
Wow.
Could barely read. Fill out their job application. And now we didn't help build you up. And you going to talk about you should move on. Okay, Brother Ainsley, you cannot be back on the YouTube with me. I'm cutting you off.
Brother Ainsley started a war.
Now, last night you couldn't figure out. Well, you were appealing to the viewers to get you a brand new bag of popcorn because you couldn't figure that out on your own. And now you want to move on? Wait till I tell Shanti about this one.
When's Pastor Benny when you need him?
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, here's one. He remembers your history together. Brother Al, is that a reason why you would go back?
He remembers the history. Yeah, he started reminiscing. Reminiscing like, man, I missed that, but we used to go hang out. Yeah, I can see that happening.
Okay. Brother Ainsley, you missed those mayonnaise sandwiches. You remember the history together?
Nah. I ain't going back because of this reminisce, man. No. I feel like there's a reason why we ain't together now. So no matter how much you reminisce, that ain't going to change that. So let it stay just like that. I reminisce. You know, look at your pictures and your videos, whatever, and that's it, and just keep it moving. No.
All right. I got something that I'm going to throw out there. We got a couple minutes. All right. So the Donnell Jones story says that when they were together and he did not have a record deal and they were struggling, she said they ate rice every which way. It could be turned, cooked, popped, melted. That's what they ate. They ate rice. Now, he didn't made it, and he's moved on. Now, this would be one where he might go back because he remembers their history together. Pastor KL, what you say about that one? Because you're getting ready to get your mic cut off already. I already know. I'm just threatening you from now. You'll get your mic cut off.
Hater.
Come on, G. Come on. Tell what you're going to say.
She's a hater. He's a hater.
Okay, go ahead.
Growing up, my mama made Spam everything. Spam casserole, Spam sandwiches, Spam everything. After I got up and got on my own, I ate Spam no more. I mean, there's just certain things. I don't care how well we had rice by candlelight. We had rice on the windowsill. You know, I'm just not going back because it was rice. Listen, and we can get biblical because, you know, that might be a thing. The prodigal son went back for the food because he said my daddy had more food than this. So sometimes it could be those little things that I got to go back because I suffered so long, but at least I was eating. But no, I'm not going back for the rice. No, I got a Chinese restaurant around the corner. I'm good. Mm. They make some good rice. Good rice.
Okay.
But they put chicken in it. They put shrimp in it. You know, you get it any way you want it.
Okay. All right. So here's an interesting one, and let's see
good
if y'all
answer,
edit
answer.
This one. They say you go back because you don't want her to date other guys. Brother Al.
Nah, I ain't doing that. You know, if I left and, you know, it's time to move on. You know, you date somebody else, hey, good luck to you.
Okay. Brother Ainsley.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Actually, I do know somebody who I think did that, but I would never do that, man, because it's like same way she moving on, you move on, you know, so just got to keep it moving, you know, so nah, no.
Okay. Pastor KL, you don't want her to hook up? I mean, you don't want her to, yeah, you don't want her to get, you don't want her to get with nobody else.
Nah, baby, if I'm leaving you, I'm leaving you for a reason. And even before I leave you, I'm trying to find another man to sublease that spot so you can leave me alone.
You took a whole lot of junk.
You talking about full service dude right there, man.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I got a comment. She says, yep. If she dates someone else, he no longer has access to her. Well, that kind of takes us into our next point that they make. He goes back because he wants to simply hook up. Ah, let's talk about your former lives now. Come on, Brother Al.
Yeah. Go ahead and admit that one.
He started
remembering some things. You know, let me go back over here. I remember that.
All right. We got some admittance going on, some honesty. Brother Ainsley, what are we talking about here? He wants to hook up.
Yeah, here we go again. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. That's familiar.
Okay.
You know what I like to do, you know, so it's familiar. So, yeah, that's true.
All right. All right, Pastor KL, what you got?
Well, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Yeah, that's me. That's definitely me. Oh my God, that's definitely me. You know, and if I can tell on myself in my former life, every time I would travel to Brooklyn, Brother Angie would drop me off at a spot.
Oh, you gonna tell all the information now, are we, boy?
But wait, how he gonna be honest and tell on somebody else?
I will not go down alone.
Driving, bro.
I will not go down alone.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Sure thing to ourselves,
wow.
Man.
You ain't no good. You ain't no good. Oh, my goodness. All right, Brother
For real,
Al.
You put all the information out there.
Okay. He's going to be honest. That's the honest part. He's going to be honest. Brother Al, he goes back because he's had
here,
his
boy.
Heart. Okay. You really know who your friends are now, Ainsley. He's had his heart broken, Brother Al. You going back?
Oh, yeah, he's crawling back now. He didn't throw the grass. It was green on the other side, but the grass was tall. It wasn't cut. It broke your heart. Now you go crawling back. Yeah.
All righty. Brother Ainsley, his heart is broken.
It depends who broke it. If it's somebody else, maybe. If it's the same person, no.
We ain't talking about no fucking same person,
you know.
Brother Al. I mean, Brother Ainsley. That didn't make no sense. It would have to be after he left.
Make sense.
No, after he left, somebody broke his heart. Not she, the
not,
one
not
he
she,
left
so,
broke
so,
his heart.
Now she's calling us dumb.
Also.
Oh my goodness. We talking about after he left. We talking about going back. We ain't talking about that. We talking about he left. His heart got broken. And now he's coming back. Is that true?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. Because I mean, it's the reason why we ain't with that person no more. So, you know, ain't no more reason to compound the problem. You already hurt. Now you're gonna go back to someone you already know it ain't working. So, nah,
okay.
I tend to think not.
Okay. Pastor KL, his heart is broken.
You was a little slow with that answer, Angela. You was a little slow with that.
Yeah, think about that one, man. Put me into something else.
Listen, there may be some truth to how Pastor Steph feel about us today. You was a little slow.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So, Pastor KL, his heart is broken. Is he going back?
No, we ain't going back. No. No, I left you for a reason. I'm already brokenhearted. I'm not going back. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not taking that chance again. I'm vulnerable. You might seduce me.
You know what? I can't. Oh, my goodness gracious. She might seduce you. Oh, help me. Oh, my goodness gracious. I can't. All righty. Let me see what else that's worth. I got like a minute left. All right. You went through a personal crisis, Brother Al. Are you going back?
As long as she wasn't a part of the crisis. If I went through, you went through some person.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
We all good, but I went on.
Oh, you know what?
Had to get myself together. And then I'll go back and talk with you, see how you're doing. See what's going on.
Okay. Brother Ainsley, you went back because you went through a personal crisis.
Yeah, I can see that happen.
Okay.
Yeah, like you're right. As Brother Al said, as long as you ain't part of the crisis, yeah, the reason for me, whatever happened, yeah.
Okay. Pastor KL.
Yeah, definitely. If I became like a paraplegic and I need a home attendant, yeah, I know you'll take care of me.
You know
yeah,
what?
That'll be fine.
You know what?
I trust you.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I can't with you.
You got that boy's head turkey?
You know what? You stupid. Okay. All right. This kind of touches on the same thing, but could be a little bit different if you look at it closely. They say you realize that dating other people just ain't working. Brother Al?
Yeah. I would say yeah. That you know, you figure you know, let me go out and see if I can find something better. And you didn't find that better. So like, you know what? Let me go on back home. This ain't working out.
Okay. Brother Ainsley?
Yeah, that's kind of true. Yeah, I guess you could be like, all right, well, I had enough. You know, I'm 70, 80 years old now, so maybe I better go back while I can.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. He said he's 78 years old. Oh, my goodness. All right, Pastor KL, we're talking about going back after you realize that dating other people just ain't working.
Yeah. You know, sometimes when you're in a relationship for a long time and then you get out of it, you don't know how to date anymore, so it becomes frustrating. So you just say, hey, it's cheaper to keep her. Let me go back. You know, all she cooked was rice, but... But I'll eat the rice.
Okay. All right. Brother Al, you're trying to keep your options open, so you go back.
Trying to keep my options. No, I mean, my options open. Why I gotta go back? The options are open. I don't need to go back.
Okay.
I got options.
Okay, okay, brother, brother Ainsley.
Nah, that ain't an option. If I let it go, that's not one of the options. I got other options. No, no, no. Like you say, there's a reason why we ain't together now. So, no, that's a problem. That ain't an option.
Okay, okay. All right. Pastor KL.
You know what? They're going to always be. Your exes will always be an option. You know, in my former life, I dealt with women who were like motels. They kept the light on. You know what I mean? So I've always had options.
Mm.
I was
You know, I would really like to talk to some of these people from your former life, because you sure tell, I mean, some kind of story here. I would really like to get the E True Hollywood story. Because, I mean, if I believe the things you said, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Pastor Steph, hate does not look good on you.
You know, I'm just not believing the hype. Oh, my goodness gracious. You men have definitely sent us into a thought-provoking weekend. We thank you so much for your contribution into today's conversation, and we pray you have a blessed day.
You as well.
All right, you too. Take care, gentlemen.
Take care, fellas.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my. All righty, let's get this benediction. Hold on, where we at? 2 Peter 3:18, may you grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Boy, we've had some week over here on its due time. And we had some kind of conversation just now. You know, I am going to love to hear what the ladies have to say. I would have really enjoyed this one when everybody was on the line yesterday, but I didn't get an opportunity to pull up this particular conversation, so I will not comment on this conversation. Other than what I did with the gentleman. And as we are closing out for the week, you know, just giving God thanks that, and you hear me say this all the time, just giving God thanks that he has given us the opportunity to just get up each morning and converse. Get up each morning and talk about him. You know, I think about when I used to go to work, and, you know, it wasn't mundane because, you know, every day is a different day. And, you know, by virtue of what I did, you never knew. You had no idea what you were going to be facing each day. But, you know, when we get up every morning on its due time or for its due time, you just don't know, you know, what the news will bring out. You don't know what the conversations or the responses to the news will bring out. You know, I've been reading comments from the people who have also read the news stories, and, you know, most times I don't read them in advance. Sometimes I take a little glance at it, but you just don't know how we're going to respond to the things that they say. You know, there's no one, you know, no 2 days the same here. And I really give God thanks for that, because it actually keeps you growing. It always gives you something to think about. It challenges actually who you are in Christ. It challenges as to whether you're doing what you're supposed to do. Are you thinking the way you're supposed to think? The Bible only says one thing. There are a million interpretations of what the Word of God says, but the Bible only says one thing, and it cautions you to lean not to your own understanding. And, you know, unfortunately, because of that, you know, some of us will be destined, you know, to hell, not to a, you know, the eternal life that everybody wants to have. So I really give God thanks on behalf of all of us, whether you've thought about it like that or not. But I give God thanks for the fact that God has given us another opportunity to get it right each and every day. There's an investment each and every day that goes into, you know, who we are. God sees our flaws. God sees the gaps. God sees the areas where we need, you know, some strengthening in. And he invests in that. He doesn't leave us to die on the vine. And there, you know, there's the scripture that says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So, you know, when we think about God, or when we're not thinking about God, think about God and think about how great he actually is and how there's nothing he wouldn't do for us so that we would not perish. You know, we are his greatest creation, and he doesn't want to see any of us perish. Okay? Tonight, God spares, we have, with all due respect, with Shantice Envy going live for their episode, the last episode for the month, and they're celebrating Women's History Month. And, you know, I don't know what they're going to present for their, you know, they have two segments that I have really come to love, and they're very, 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 those are two interesting young ladies, you know, what they bring to the table, and we are really blessed to have them, you know, on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, and now God has given them an opportunity to have their own voice, and they have not disappointed yet. So I invite you to tune in at 8:30, YouTube Live, A Closer Walk Christian Talk Show. Please do not forget to tune in. You've heard about it, so put it on your calendar. Mark, you know, get that alarm in your phone so that you can check them out again, with all due respect, with Shantice and V. So that's our Vivian. You know, she's V when she's there. So, but they do, like I said, they do a fantastic job. They really give you some thought-provoking things from a millennial's understanding and aspect, and they challenge what the Christian people do. And I love it. I love it. I love it. So please don't forget to tune in tonight. You've been listening to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. As you go through your day, be sure to set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. They will only serve as a distraction. Remember, prayer changes things. It's Pastor Steph signing off, and I want to thank my Due Time crew, the men, for always sending us into a thought-provoking weekend. Thank you for hanging out with us all weekend, all week rather, and, you know, chopping it up with us. Please do not miss this opportunity to give Christ your life right now. Please do not miss this opportunity to strengthen that relationship with the Lord right now, because later isn't promised to any of us. Now, don't forget, go back if you missed last night's segment of My Two Cents on A Closer Walk Christian Talk Show YouTube channel. Please go back and check it out. God spares. Look forward to seeing you in the prayer room on Sunday for the Word Prayer Project. Come on in the room and see what we're praying about. God spares our life. Until then, I love you.